This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk to you today about being a talker or a doer. For you see, every person in this room is either a talker or a doer. And it's a topic that is interesting that James, the writer of the book of James, talks about in great detail. He gives a lot of verses to this idea of people who say they believe in the Lord and brag about the fact they believe in the Lord, but there's only one problem. It doesn't enable them to do anything. And you're going to go home with the phrase you've heard perhaps in your past, faith without works or deeds is dead. Faith without deeds or works is dead. It's in the book of James, exactly where we left off last week. James 2, beginning at verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such a faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? Verse 17, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. The word dead is the word necros. We get the word necrotic, dead. That's what it means. Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead, necrotic. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder. Listen to this last verse. I want you to underline it, those of you that do in your Bible. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. My great-grandfather was named Frederick Schneider, not Snyder, but Schneider. He came from Germany to Virginia in the late 1800s, bought a farm in southern Indiana near a place called Freelandville, Indiana, and raised seven sons and family and so forth in a farm there. But during World War I, the anti-German sentiment was so bad in southern Indiana. My great-grandfather did what a lot of German people did during World War I. They anglicized the German name. During World War I in the state of New York, there were people in New York State who were criticizing German Americans back in Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. You know what they were saying? Those Midwestern German American people, they won't fight against Germany. And so they maligned the people of the Midwest and said, we New Yorkers, we're the ones that'll take up the battle against Germany, against the enemy. And so there was a reporter who listened to these complaints for 3 years. And finally, after 3 years, he did some investigation, and here's what he came up with. And what he printed then shut everybody up. The New Yorker shut up after this. He found that the New York people only produced 21% of their enlistment quota. 21% of their quota was met. But back in Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Illinois, those German Americans filled their quota by 50 to 66%. And the reporter's conclusion was this: the New Yorkers talked a good line, the Midwestern people were joining the army.
Well, I don't know about you. I find that to be a powerful illustration of James, the second chapter, about faith and deeds, faith and works. We'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow. A reminder, our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to programs you've missed or to find out more about this ministry.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.